Good afternoon, dear colleagues here in Marrakesh, and afternoon, evening, to those who joined us over the bridge. Oh, good morning. Morning for David. So, let's start our face-to-face meeting. Here in the room we have Alejandra, Stephen, Kim, Bart, Joke, and Margarita. And yeah, definitely myself. So, on Adobe we have Ben, David, and Leslie. Thank you very much for joining us over Adobe. It's really great to have all this, at least the most active part of the group here, face-to-face meeting. So, I'd like to start with a short status quo, a brief summary of where we are and what we have. We have submitted, at least informed the council that we have a set of documents, and we will present them during the council meeting. All the documents that are ready for submission can be found in our wiki space. So we have 6 guidelines and 2 charters. So I'd like to thank everybody who worked really hard in order to make this happen. Today I reread our charter and we were supposed to deliver documents at a better pace, but but we won't tell anyone, as Stephen rightfully points out to me now. So tomorrow we're going to present our work to the community. Oh no, sorry. Yes, it's Tuesday. Yeah, it feels like already. I feel like I'm here for a week at least already. Yeah, so thanks very much for the correction. On Tuesday, we're going to present our work. I will be very stressed, therefore I would like to ask you, everybody who will be in the room, to be ready to answer questions in case I forget any very important detail. And I think I will also invite you to stand up so that the community can see their heroes. And of course we will thank those who will not be in the room but still contributed a lot to the process. And, if just any idea pops into your mind, please write it down. If somebody from the audience gives a good idea also, please be ready to write it down and share with the rest of the group later. Any other comments regarding the update on Tuesday? David will stand at his kitchen table. That's good. Believe me, I will mention that during my update. So, if there are no other comments regarding the presentation or update, then let's move to the next item. And that's our future challenges. So what are the next documents that we're working on? As you all know, we work on the document. This is an icon board election selection. Thank you very much, Leslie. Today we received a document. Leslie commented and added some vital parts to this document. We'll try to I think next step will be that we'll send the document to the whole group so that you could have a look and comment. Another document is on the CCNSO council meetings. Today we discussed it with Margarita, and again, thank you, Leslie, for sending your comments to this document. I think hardly many people are more experienced in CCNSO council meetings than Leslie, so it was really valuable input. I will forward the document to Margarita, and Margarita will again coordinate next steps, what to do with that particular guideline. Then when we more or less, well, when the structure of our ICANN board document is more or less clear, I'll try to rewrite the NOMCOM elections, selection document, and again, send it to the group for future review. Then we'll definitely need to address the CCNSO council election document. And I think probably several... What other documents do we have left? Bart, could you...
excuse me, NOMCOM appointments.
Thank you, I mentioned that already.
Any... There are currently three appointment documents. That's the council elections, board elections, and NOMCOM.
Yeah, but when we're done with these, three...
You may raise whether or not you want to consider the documents flowing from...
That's next.
But that's the one. Yeah.
But according to the charter, when we're done with all the guidelines, we have to address... CCNSO, the rules of the CCNSO document.
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, the reason why I'm saying unfortunately is one of the rules in there, which is in itself a very good rule, but it's very difficult to change it. It's that the full membership needs to agree to the rules because they're so fundamental to the CCNSO itself.
It's not that full membership, but we need...
All the members, the full membership, all members need to be involved. There needs to be a 66% majority of all the members.
Yes, that's a 66% majority. Yes, this is a challenge. An opportunity, and well, it has to be done because because the document is really, really obsolete and outdated. Something has to be done about it. Yeah, but luckily we don't have to do it right away. We still have time. But one other thing that I'd like to discuss with you guys is that. This morning we talked to Byron and Bart, and there is another challenge. As you know, this implementation of the proposal, if it's going to happen, of course, it will require a lot of documents, and also supportive documents about processes, how we, for example, how we select CSC. Maybe some other things that really are related to the to or concern CCNSO. So one of the there are basically two ways to address these issues and to work on these guidelines that we do not have at the moment. One is to create a separate working group. Another proposal is that we do it under umbrella of the Guidelines Review Committee. Why? Because we have experience. Now we have extensive knowledge of the current corpus of our guidelines. We have infrastructure. We have excellent wiki space where we can manage things we, yeah, well, we're a great team. Of course, it means that we will need subject matter experts for each particular guideline should we be tasked to work on them. So I would really appreciate your thoughts on this. Yeah, I see this. Stephen.
Actually, it's a question for Bart. Do you have a guesstimate as to what the workload we're talking about here is going to be?
I've been working on, but that's pure for myself, on a overview of potential processes and procedures that need to be in place. There are a few that really stand out that definitely need to be in place before, in order to enable the transition. And most of them, these are focused around the CSC, because that's where the CCNSO as, and the CCTLD community at large plays an important role. But afterwards, you need to get some processes and procedures in place, for example, in the interaction between the CCNSO and the IFR. And a part of, say, if you look at the CSC, effectively, I see two major ones. One is definitely a new one and is probably on the agenda for tomorrow, that at the end of the day, the CCNSO Council and the GNSO Council need to vet and approve the membership of the CCS, of the CSC, which is completely new. We've never done that before. But that you want to have a procedure in place so everybody knows what he's doing. It can be very lightweight, but you don't want to do it on the fly. That needs to be in place after, say, we've compiled or we defined as a GSC a selection process, and that's adopted if the GSC would do it. These are the really core cornerstones of the, around the CSC. And then there are others, say, on the interaction between the CCNSO and others, which you want probably document the way how to interact so there are no surprises. And that's, but that's a little bit longer term. So the real core ones are around the creation of the CSC.
And that's going to be a firm deadline on that, what, some months before the alleged cutover?
It's, at least how I understand it, is the CSC needs to be in place at the moment of transition. Meaning you have appointed members.
So
otherwise, the CSC is not functional.
Right.
And then backtracking means that, say, assume the date is the 1st of October. That makes it easy.
Right. Backtrack a couple months easily.
Yeah, and so that means, and that's one of the reasons why it's so high on the list. If you look at the program for this week, is all around the implementation of the CWG stewardship needs to be in place. We need to start working right after this meeting to meet that deadline.
Effectively, these need to be, at least the CS1 needs to be pulled together, I would think, by the time that Northern Latitudes come around.
Yeah, you want to have it by the meeting B.
Yes.
At least the guidelines. So at the meeting B, you can start the selection process.
Exactly. So we really have our work cut out for us then.
And may I continue? Say, if you go down an alternative path, if the GSC would not do it, it would mean creating an additional group doing this, which again slows down that process enormously, and they need to set up their own procedures how they want to continue and doing this.
I think for a whole host of reasons, this group should carry that responsibility. We don't have time to set anything else up, and there's additional expense involved in setting stuff up, and as the SOP working group heard today, there is a budget. So I would propose that we take on this responsibility.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Bart, for highlighting all the... Yeah, sure.
One addition, and I think that's what something Katrina, as chair of this group, very well noted, is that the current mandate doesn't allow us to do it. Doesn't allow. That means for the council, yeah, I know. But in this climate of heightened accountability, we want to ensure this, but also put it on, the other thing is put it on the council agenda for that reason, is to highlight that there is need to do it. So there is also the PR impact. And we, as Katrina noted, it's also the opportunity to invite additional members.
Yes, thank you, Bart. Yeah, but still changing our charter is faster and easier than writing a new one from scratch. So I do not hear any objections to the extension of our mandate and adding additional workload to our boring and gray daily lives. And yes, Bart.
Just going back to your question, because apologies, I was doing an email in preparation for the following. I've just looked up, say, if you look at, say, there is one more guideline that this group needs to look at. If you look at the officials and liaisons, etc., that's the guideline on appointment of GNSO and ALAC observers.
Oh, we have a visitor here. Looks like a sparrow. Yeah, well, hopefully he will jump out of the room. Yep. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Bart, for noting that. I think at some point we also were thinking about revisiting charter of the travel funding committee. We haven't done that either. So, thank you. It's good to know your position on the extension of our mandate. Looks like Guidelines Review Committee is slowly transforming into a standing committee. But there's nothing else to do. There are things that must be done. And who else will do them if we won't? Just have to do that. So, if there are no other comments on this issue, we're proceeding very quickly. Last time when we had our call, I thought we were very quick because Bart was not on the call, but apparently it was not... That was not the reason, because Bart is here and we're still proceeding really very quickly. So, any other business? Bart is not happy about what I'm saying. Any other business? Anything you would like to add and discuss? Because if not, I have one thing I really want to mention. As you probably know, Leslie is stepping down as the CNSO councillor after this meeting, and apparently she also stepping down or leaving our working group. I'm very sorry for that because her contribution has been really very valuable, and another challenge, yeah, we have to do without Leslie. So, Leslie, thank you very much for being part of this group, for contributing to the work of this group, and truly sorry that you have to leave. But hopefully we will see you some other day, because apparently it looks like we're not going to finish in the next 10 years or so. So, we really, really hope that you will be able to join us some fun time later.
Thank you very much, Katrina. That's very kind of you, and I will watch your work with interest, so thank you.
So thank you very much. So if there are no other comments, and there are apparently no other comments, we can just maybe applaud to Leslie. And David can stand up at his kitchen table. So thank you very much for joining face-to-face meeting, and thank you for joining those who are not, unfortunately, are not here in cold Marrakesh. So thank you for joining us over Adobe Bridge. And, well, we'll have our normal call in 3 weeks' time. Plus, on Tuesday, we have to face the community and present our work.
They won't bite.
Well, I hope so. So thank you for, because all the bites of people who might bite are on our group. That's perhaps the main reason. So thank you very much, and see you later.